Randall Bud Wong stood at a microphone Friday and read from a list of Chinese-Canadian veterans who died since the last Remembrance Day gathering at the Chinatown Memorial Square. William Marr, Key Law, Tommy Wong and George Ng were among the names. These veterans have now rejoined their earlier departed military comrades, said Wong, the president of the Chinese-Canadian Military Museum. They will always be remembered for their dedication to duty and sacrifice for our beloved country. Wong was among the hundreds of people who attended Remembrance Day ceremonies across Vancouver, from Victory Square to Memorial South Park to the Japanese-Canadian War Memorial in Stanley Park and Royal Vancouver Yacht Club in Point Grey. At Victory Square, where veterans of wars, peacekeeping missions and those currently serving Canada were honored in applause, handshakes and hugs, the crowd stood in silence as grade 12 student Sapphire Pung read a poem she wrote titled, Red of the Poppy. It ended, Red of the Poppies, of Legends in Flanders Fields. During the month of November, still, hush, and ponder. Silence for their sacrifice. Silence for remembrance. Master of Ceremonies Jim Stanton acknowledged the new generation of soldiers and veterans among the crowd. These men and women proudly served voluntarily with honor and courage in recent conflicts such as Cyprus, the former Yugoslavia and Afghanistan, Canada's longest war, Stanton said. Today, serving men and women of the armed forces stand ready to assist their fellow Canadians by dealing with increasing and challenging numbers of natural disasters, fires, floods and hurricanes at home. We thank them for their continued valuable service. M. Howell at glaciermedia.ca. At Howlings.